بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شعر فلو شيخ ابو الرمي تبريد دور عز شاكي محمد اقتدام نبر الله وكذا. يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم، یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم، ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم، اے خدا ہے فقط، اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم، کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم، آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم، آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم، جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم، جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض عتم، رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض عتم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض عتم، جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہیں ہم، جس کے صدقے میں مسلم و مومن ہیں ہم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا، آپ ہی کے شرف سے، آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا. امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، یا جم یا جم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں، ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں، بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم، بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا، میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا، میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا. ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم، ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو بڑے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. أما بعد friends, the great fiddle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us again to sit in this gathering to try and inculcate in our hearts the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In line with this, these days the Ash'ari of our Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in love of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and really now we are in the season of Hajj, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that as soon as the month of Ramadan passes, now the heart goes out towards Hijaz Sharif. Now people will be going there. Sunai ke tere dar pe tere aashiqon ka hujum hoga. Ijazat ho to main bhi unme shamil ho jaun. Now it is the season that, oh Allah, people will be coming to your threshold. They will be thronging there in droves and in big, big groups from all sides of the globe. Allah permit it, make it that I'd also be amongst them. Except that we also be there. So now the heart is going out towards the people will be going to Makkah Sharif, to Muzdalifah, to Mina, to Arafah, going to visit the Rawdah Park of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I can also be amongst them. In line with this, the love that Allah, these people had, our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, rahmatullah Ali, the love that they had in their heart, not only for Medina Sharif, but even the atmosphere, even the surroundings, even the environment, even the alleys, even the gullies, even the people, even the mountains. So it says, Meri nazro mein tum ho bade muhtaram, that in my eyes, you are very, very noble. Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, oh the mountains of Makkah Sharif. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the mountain of Uhud, that this is a mountain of Jannah. It loves us and we love it. And the love of even the mountains of Medina Sharif. That yeah, in another couplet of our Dada Shaykh, he says that that in every step, the ihtiram, the word is used me right now, but the respect and the love for everything of Medina Sharif, as we have learned even in this majlis. One time Ali visiting him, a very great saint, visited Medina Sharif, and he had to partake of dahi. And he just said that the dahi here is not like the dahi in India. The sawma is the curd. And at night made the yarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you go back to India and go and have your curds there. So everything there should be. And what? Our value is because of Medina Sharif. And Medina Sharif because of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ki Medina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. That really our value is because of our connection, our contact with Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That by the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we became insan. When we think about, he say, if we speak about the days of Jahiliyyah, then we think about those days, the first thoughts which come to mind, that they used to bury their daughters alive. And Allah alone knows if this is true. Many people say that it's Shia narration to degrade the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in. But whatever it is, we think of those days when there were absolutely no values, when there were absolutely no morals, when there was nothing. Nobody knew what is insaniyat. Nobody knew what it was to be a human being. Then Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And through Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us insaniyat, that what it is to be insan. That rijal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made of those people, what they became men, that Allah called them men. Biologically, we are all men. We've got eyes, they had eyes. We've got limbs, they had limbs. We've got a heart, they had heart. But Allah says that they were men. La tulhihim tijaratu wala bay'un an dhikrillah. Nothing stopped them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the object of coming into this dunya. And nevertheless, says that meri nazro mein tum ho bade muhtaram, ya jibal al-haram, ya jibal al-haram. That in my eyes you are very, very noble. You are very, very sacred. You are very auspicious. Oh, the mountains of Medina Sharif. Oh, the mountains of the Haram Sharif. If a person, these days we travel in our 4x4s on the highways from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, we only see those mountains. But how, in what condition must Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have made hijrat through those mountains in that heat of Arabia, in the desert sun, those mountains. Allah, then it says,
یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. Then now that oh Allah, you have accepted us, we have come here, now we are making dua here in the Haram Sharif, sitting in front of Kaaba Sharif, sitting on the Mataf, looking in the Masjid al-Haram, where the sawab of one salah is that of 100,000, one leki, that of 100,000. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha, whoever will bring forth one good deed, for him shall be the reward tenfold. But yea, 100,000. That now we are sitting here, we are making dua in the Haram Sharif, lazzat-e multazam, looking at Kaaba Sharif. Just looking at Kaaba Sharif is ibadat. Then nothing else, you're not engaged in tawaf, you're not engaged in you're not making tilawat of Quran, just sitting and looking at Kaaba Sharif. This itself is ibadat. That now, oh Allah, you've accepted us, you've brought us to your threshold, you've brought us here, we're making dua, we're looking at the multazam. Oh Ata Sabko Ye Nirmate Muhtanim, oh Allah, what a great blessing this is. This is only your favor. That oh Allah, this is your favor, that your haram you brought in front. Ma asabaka min hasanatin famin Allah. Whatever comes to you comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Goodness, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that I did business, I accumulated money, I did this and I did that, and now I applied for a visa and now I got a ticket and now I bought a and I'm there. No, it is everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His ni'mat. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to enumerate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll never be able to do so. You can't count one ni'mat, let alone all the ni'mat and everybody together. So what a great ni'mat this is, Ya Allah, that from where? From Benoni, from South Africa, from somewhere, one corner of the world, you brought me to your haram. Ya Allah, your threshold, your Kaaba Sharif, your place, you brought me. I'm not fit for this. This is your favor. Oh Allah, let it be that every you accept this on behalf of everybody. Oh Allah, bring everybody. Ye sabko ye ni'mat muqtanim. This great ni'mat of yours, Ya Allah, bless it to everybody. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. Oh Allah, this is your favor. This is your karam, this is your ihsan, this is your compassion, this is your kindness, this is your generosity, this is your blessing that we are making tawaf of your haram. That way not to say it was right, but the kuffar of that time also, they made tawaf of Kaaba Sharif naked. They said that these clothes in which we commit sins, we do this, we do that, how can we make tawaf in these clothing? That is what they thought. We said that, but all our gunas will go there and ro ke unko manayenge. We'll cry and say, oh Allah, we've come only with guna. We've come only with sin. But oh Allah, this me, here Kaaba Sharif, Haram Sharif, and me, I'm here. Oh Allah, this is your favor. Your Kaaba Sharif, your Haram Sharif, everything you brought me, kar rahe hain jo hum sab tawaf haram, this is only your favor upon us. Aagaya saamne roza-e muhtaram. Now a person left Makkah Sharif, he's come to Medina Sharif. Manzarani ba'da wafati fakannama zarani fi hayati aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person who will visit me, who will come to me to visit me after my demise, after I leave this world, as if he has met me, as if he has greeted me during my lifetime, as if he has met me during my lifetime. It's a very, and we have learned here so many times, that again and again we are going for Hajj, we are going for Umrah. Sometimes let us make a niyat that this journey, this safar that I'm making specially to meet my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going in the khidmat of my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from there we'll go for Umrah also, we'll go for Hajj also, whatever it is. So now we are here, now we left Makkah Sharif, we were there, the multazam, everything. Now we have come in front of the Roza Park of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aagaya saamne Roza Muhtaram, jiski ziyarat ko ya Rab, taraste se hum. Oh Allah, it was this craving, it was this longing. Day and night we were making dua. Now we have come in front of the Roza Park, we have come to make salam, to offer our salutation to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, this is your fadl upon us. Oh Allah, this is your karam, this is your compassion. Nothing from our side, everything from you. Oh Allah, where me, where these great places? Rahmat-e do jahan ka hai faiz-e atam, jin ke sadqe mein muslim o mu'min hai hum. This is the favor, this is the karam, the compassion, the effort, of course, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired it so, but through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that rahmat-e do jahan kahe faze atam rahmatid do jahad, mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we haven't sent you but as a mercy to mankind. And not only the Muslims, not only the believers, every other Nabi, every other Rasul came to a certain community, to a certain village, to a certain village, to a certain village, to a certain family, to a certain group of people. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatid do jahad, the mercy for both the world. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that each and every Nabi, each and every messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was blessed one supplication, one dua which was definitely accepted. I've reserved mine for the akhirah. And that also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not reserve it for himself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reserved it for us. And that when we will be running from pillar to post, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is what I've been created for. And make a sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hundreds of years in which I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with such words which I do not know now. They will be inspired to me then. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reserved his dua for that. So rahmatay do jaha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mercy in this world and in the akhirat. His fadal, his karam, his effort, his sacrifice. What type of effort? To make hijrah, to sacrifice the surroundings of Makkah Sharif and go to Medina Sharif. That alone, what a great sacrifice. To be separated from families, to be separated from... And what type of... Why? So that we can be Muslim. So that we can have iman. So that we can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listens years about a youngster, a youth, who is very, very ill. Goes to visit him, says that become accept, say la ilaha illallah. The youngster looks at his father, Yahud, and a Jew. The father says to him, Ata' Abul Qasim. That obey Abul Qasim, that is Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam status. The youngster reads Kalima, and after that passes away. Imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that this boy is not going to read, he's not going to perform so many salah, he's not going to keep fast, he's in the threshold, he's now in the throes of death. There is no hope for life. Still, how can we stay? So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrifice, his worry, his concern. It comes in the Shamail, that from the Mubarak bosom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there always emanated a sound like the boiling pot of water. That all, and what was that? That how can everybody be saved from the fire of Jahannam? How can everybody be saved from the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is his mercy, this is his compassion. What efforts they made. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that zulzilu zilzalan shadida, we tested them such a great test. That balagatil qulubul hanajir, their heart, so to say, came into their mouths. You say, I was so scared, my heart came into my mouth. What type of efforts they made? What type of sacrifices they made? What type of sacrifice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made? Then today we are Muslim. Then today we got this iman. Then today we can sit in the hope of receiving the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Then today we can sit in the hope of being saved from the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being saved from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is his favor upon us. This is his karam. What efforts he made. Then Awdara Shaykh carries on and says, Aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila, ummat muslima hai jo khairul umam. That, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is only through your blessing, only through your position, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. You are the best of all the anbiya, your ummat is the best of all the ummat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we came into this world last, but we are going to Jannah first. All this was it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith said that I have been favored with five things that was not the blessed to nations before this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so many favors. Why? Because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that our aqidah, that the sand which is touching the Mubarak jasad, the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, higher in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, higher in rank than even the arsh and the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are also creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This also creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because it is touching the Mubarak jasad, the Mubarak body of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a position it got. So Allah, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of you, that Allah connected us to you, and this again, Allah's favor. Who are we? Allah could have made us somebody else. Allah could have made us some other creation. But Allah made us insan, and then Allah made us in your ummah. And then your ummah got this high position that you are the best of all the anbiya. Your ummah became the best of all ummah. This is your favor. That is Allah's compassion upon you, and through you it has come to us. Otherwise, what are we? There's nothing, absolutely nothing. Oh Allah, this is all your favor, and through the affairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And further, Hazrat Dada Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says, hey salatine alam bi ihram mein ban ke hazir huye hai gada-e haram. That whether you're a ruler, whether you're a pauper, whoever it is, whoever came here to this threshold, whoever came here to Haram Sharif, came here to Rozai Park, man ke gada hai haram, gada a poor person, a pauper, that you will never, everybody in a haram, everybody looking the same. At home you can be sleeping on silly pot chapidik, you can be having servants, you can be having so many cars and limousines and whatever that, yeah, you are nobody. You are, and this not only for a haram, the whole of Sharia. If Allah says the hukam of Sharia, that your path wind, your uzra is broken. You can be a king, you can be a pauper, you have to make wudu. Same thing here, that you came for Hajj, everybody equal. The law is equal for everybody. All material. Inna Allah la yanduru ila suharikum, wa la ila asadikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to look at our features, he's not going to look at the wealth that he has given you, he's not going to look at your physique. All these are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is going to look at what is in the heart. So everybody who has come here, everybody equal, everybody in ihram. So the salatina alam, those who are rulers of the world, yeah, gada'i haram, gada'i pauper. Then everybody in want, everybody in need, you'll see somebody crying, somebody making sajda, somebody engaged in tilawat, somebody engaged in tawaf, somebody engaged in Madina Sharif, passing salams. Everybody, nobody knows who is who, everybody equal. And then in the final couplet, Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Mere Malik Akhtar ki sun le dua, ho muqaddar mein har saal deed-e haram. And this is Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali's dua, but it's for us all, that, oh Allah, we beseech you, we beg of you, that so much compassion upon us. One more dua, oh Allah, you have given us everything, but we ask that may it be that every year you accept us, that we come to this threshold, we make our hadri, you accept us. This is the dua, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali, we use his name, but we make this dua for ourselves and for everybody else,
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We have just finished the month of Ramadan, and inshallah we will know on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah accept from everyone. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. But we have some indications here also whether our month of Ramadan is accepted or not. For everyone, he sees for himself that what his condition was before Ramzan and now after Ramzan. If we have improved a little bit, alhamdulillah, very good. Our tilawat has increased, our namazes have increased in quantity also, and if it's in quality, then what to say? If that is also has increased, our fervor for deen, love for deen has increased. Very great, great ni'mat. And if unfortunately we have gone down, then that is not a good sign. We should try our best to try it, come up again. And so that is one thing. Another thing is the 6 rozas of Shawwal we should try and keep. And some ulama have explained it. It is like the sunnat namazes after faraz. So if there is any deficiency in the faraz, it's covered up with that sunnat namaz. So if we have any deficiency in our faraz rozas of Ramzan, by the 6 rozas Allah Ta'ala will cover it up, fill it up. And on that some ulama have written that we should be more careful of the 6 rozas than of the Ramzan rozas. Because this is to cover that deficiency. Now if that also is weak, then how is it going to cover that? So this must be strong also. And in that, as we mentioned during Ramadan, we read in the kitab also, that we should keep roza of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongue, brains, heart, stomach, food that we eat, etc. That all these things, we should stay away from, even if possible, from the permissible things. Then Allah will save us from the impermissible, the haram things. like roza is basically that we stay away from halal food and drink and halal wife. But if we stay away from that for that just during the day, the rest of the year and inshallah rest of the life, Allah Ta'ala will help us to stay away from haram, we will get taqwa. Also another thing that we should try and do in most of our ibadah, and Allah make it that our sadqah becomes common, that we give regularly sadqah. After Ramadan, our fitrah that we give is also to purify our roza, any deficiency. But it wasn't only rozas we kept in Ramadan, we made tilawat also, there must have been deficiencies in there also. We made namazes also, there must have been deficiencies in there also. Our du'as, many things. So we give some sadqah. So Allah Ta'ala, He likes that. In many things Allah say, you did this wrong, you did that wrong, just give sadqah. A person, for example, it comes in the Quran Sharif, who killed somebody by accident, mistake. He didn't intend to kill him. Allah said, keep 2 months roza. By that I'll cover up all that. It was accident, by mistake you did it. Many things like that. So whatever we do, one thing is sadqah. And on a daily basis, if we can give sadqah, very, very good. And sadqah is such a thing that pious people, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the pious people, they just love to give sadqah. And we are giving it for Allah's sake, and that is why Allah made poor people. You have the opportunity to give somebody. So that is a very, very good, and if we give with our own hands into the hands of the recipient, even much, much more better. So Allah has given us that opportunity. So inshallah, we try and do that. Whatever deficiencies, Allah Ta'ala will fill them up, and our rozas will become pure, and will become perfect inshallah. And if the rozas are accepted by Allah Ta'ala, Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali quotes the hadith that on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be in Medan-e-Hashr Hisab Kitab, the sun just beat on above the head, at the bottom belt in copper. How are we going to take that? Why, those people who kept rozas will be sitting under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And under the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, natural aircon, and what food there will be. We can't imagine what food. And they will be having a merry time there. We can't imagine. So Allah accept our rozas. What an opportunity Allah Ta'ala had given us to keep these rozas. And also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that where there is saya, shade, the shade of the throne of Allah, for them there will be no hisab kitab. And those who don't have saya, they are in hisab kitab, who have the heat of the sun. And then to give account of one thing, anyone who just, you get interrogated, we know it's not a small thing. It's and there, what interrogation? What every proof that is, what we don't know about ourselves, Allah Ta'ala knows. How many things we think we have forgotten or we don't know, Allah knows everything. And everything will be there. So Allah gave us this great ibadah of roza. May Allah Ta'ala, as the many buzurgs, as soon as Ramzan was finished, they started waiting for the next Ramzan also already. May Allah also make us among them, that we don't just take it, na'uzu billah, as a burden, the roza, but we look at it as a great favor of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And yeah, we are also blessed also. For example, now our winter roza, 12 hours night, so easy. Other places, northern hemisphere, our brother is here from Sweden, 20 hours roza. Isha namaz is quoted to 12. And then after that is Tarawih. And then quoted to 2, Fajr. Round about quarter to 2, Fajr namaz. But they also fortunate, they get Laylatul Qadr every year. Because you're not going to sleep. All the odd nights they awake, the whole Ramzan they awake. So they also blessed, they're getting Laylatul Qadr. And they can proudly say, meaning thanking Allah Ta'ala, that we, whole life, we stayed awake whole Ramzan that night. Not 1 minute we slept. So Allah made that easy for them, which is a more superior thing. So Allah Ta'ala, His system of working is different. And there they don't, in summer, it doesn't become dark when the sun is set. It's still light, and then the light starts again. And further up north, there is no sunset also. The sun just like springs, and it's day again. And then you calculate your time of your roza. But how Allah Ta'ala has made it throughout the world, what a system of Allah Ta'ala. We read here about that alim who wrote to Hazrat from Barbados. Further he writes, Hazrat wala madda zillakum ki tawajju ki barkat se bihamdillah tenhai se unsiyat hai. He says, by the barkat of Hazrat, I enjoy to be alone. This is a great blessing. As Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he was going to get Nabuwat, then he should enjoy to be in solitude. And a person who is blessed with that to be alone, like some people just can't be alone. Today, if a person is alone also, you just see the cell phone is out. Once we were traveling, and there was a passenger at the back, and I thought, we are neglecting him, we're not speaking to him, we're just the driver and the passenger speaking. So I just cast a glance at the back. He's busy, very busy. And he's not alone. He's more in contact than everywhere. One person was walking, and suddenly the person he was walking with, yes, so I asked, what you said? So he said, I'm on my mobile. Person reading wazifa, sometimes you read a little loud. So this person thought he's talking to him. He said, I'm on my mobile, I'm speaking to Allah Ta'ala. So if you've got that mobile, it's mashallah fortunate that you're speaking to Allah Ta'ala. So to be alone, to enjoy to be alone is a great, great thing also. Who Allah blesses and you enjoy it, and you are all the time with Allah. Like middle of the night, your eyes open and your eyes thought just go to Allah Ta'ala. Baate har dam hai. All the time you're speaking, but no sounds coming. You're just busy speaking with somebody, but no sounds. You're speaking with Allah Ta'ala. Ikhtilat se parhez hai. And I stay away from mixing with people. But where necessary, a person must mix also. And in these times, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, we shouldn't stay too much alone. Those who have that, alhamdulillah. But otherwise, a person falls in depression also easily. If he's just all alone all the time, brooding all the time, thinking of problems, that also. But those who have connection with Allah, he's not alone. Once you got Allah, you got everything. You're not alone. You've got everyone if you are with Allah Ta'ala. So, and to mix with people, on the other hand, like for example, in Jamaat it's necessary. Ikhtilat is one important aspect. One important to mix with people, encourage them also to of deen, etc. Siwai ma'ashi mashagil ki ziyada ghar mein rehna hota hai. And he says, besides, he does some business, and besides this business, I stay mostly at home. آپ والا مد ذلکم کا مخلصانہ اور ناصحانہ جملہ بھی مد نظر رکھتا ہوں. And he says that what Hazrat taught him, one sentence which helps a lot a person, I always keep that in mind also. What is that sentence? تارک دنیا بن جاؤ متروک دنیا نہ بنو. Be a person who has given up the world. Don't be a person the world gave you up. The world don't want you. But you will be a person you gave the world up. Like for example, when a child was born, he was crying. Everyone else was laughing. Live your life in such a way that when you die, you are laughing and everyone else is crying. So like that, you give up the dunya, don't wait that they must give you up. That if this person is out of our way, better. So live a life like that. Allah Ta'ala bless us, inshallah. Har Jumirat, Baad Salat Asr, Masjid mein Majlis hoti hai. So every Thursday, Yawm al-Khamis, after Asr, we have a majlis. Hasbe irshad, Hazrat wala madda zillukum fil hal, mawahib rabbaniya parkar suna raha hu. And his Hazrat told me, I read this kitab of Hazrat, mawahib rabbaniya, which are bayans of Hazrat. Aur koshis karta hu ke kitab hi ziyada par hu. And I make this effort that I must just be reading more the kitab. اپنی طرف سے صرف کسی لفظ کا آسان ترجمہ یا شعر کا مطلب بتاتا ہوں. From my side, if there is a difficult word, I show that meaning. Or if there is a poem, I explain the poem. تاکہ آپ والا مد ذلکم کی روحانیت سے مجلس معمور و مسعود ہو. So that Hazrat, write your words and the effect on your words that they have, the majlis must benefit from that. Not what I say, but your words. And this is also very important in a very wide way also to understand that whose words we read, and those exact words have a great effect on the people. For example, we read Abu Buzurg's kitab, then that effect comes on to a person. we read some non-believers' books, that effect comes on a person. And today novels and all this, we're watching, playing games and cartoons, all that effect comes onto a person. So just reading the kitab is being in the company of that person. So to read Quran Sharif, what a great thing. There can't be, that is right, he said, you're in the company of Allah when you're reading Quran Sharif. Reading Hadith Pak, in the company of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these things, our zikr, ash'ar are there, it encourages us. But the word La ilaha illallah, the Arabic, that is alchemy. It does such great, it has an effect on it. The word Allah, what great effect it has on it. So Allah, let us understand this. And the Quran Sharif is such a kitab that even if we don't understand it, it has got a miraculous effect on a person. Even if we don't understand it and we read Quran Sharif. Like for example, a doctor gives you an injection. The doctor himself also doesn't know all the fine details. He'll say the name of this injection is this and it's for this purpose. But what things are in there, he also won't know. And what things, those things are made of, he also won't know. And it has this effect. So like that, the Quran Sharif, a person keeps on reading it, then what effect it has on a person. A person, for example, he's got constipation. He takes a medicine, whatever it might be. Simple castor oil. It's just castor oil, but what is in castor oil? He doesn't know, it's just castor oil. But what things are in there? Other laxatives have got so many things in it, which they write also there. But even if you don't, you give it to a small child, the child doesn't know, but it will have the effect. Quran Sharif will have the greatest effect. And it's a detoxing also, Quran Sharif. At the same time, what is detox? It will give you vitamins and strength also. There is nothing like the Quran Sharif. And the kitabs of our buzurgs also, what effect they have got. So therefore, this is a very, very important point that he reads the kitabs and Hazrat's words, he says. And that has got a great effect. And we should be on our guard reading other people's books. Non-believers, etc. These things have a very bad effect on a person. You're not aware of it, but it, in fact, one friend just told us over the weekend, one person always taking out objections in deen. So much so that he said, na'uzu billah, that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, she used to fabricate hadith. Na'uzu billah, that also he said. So the alim, he spoke to, so he thought this person must be reading some orientalist book, non-Muslim's book on Islam. So he went to his shop or something and he saw there was an orientalist book. Then he explained to them, they put that poison. They will praise Islam, they will praise everyone, then they just put one sentence like that also. Then he explained to him, it made sense to him. And he said, I accept now, I make tawbah and that. Next day he passed away. Inshallah, he's gone with complete iman, with tawbah, and he has passed away. But if that wasn't there, then would that all today, what things are happening? So these are whose books we read, we have to be very careful. And today is no more books on the internet. And a person just opens a page and how many websites he gets. Now you don't know whose you go. Somebody was saying you type in Islam, the first page will come with Shia. There's all the other Jews, their things what they've written on Islam. That's what now you go onto that website, it appeals to you, you go more in detail, what can happen. A person has to be so careful. If we leave all that and we just read Quran, our people of the past should only read Quran. Mm-hmm. And they had so strong iman. Their iman was so strong. They were not learned or anything, but they couldn't speak a lie. That iman comes into us that you can't speak a lie, you can't look at haram, you can't eat haram. It's just you can't. Your iman stops you. Allah bless us with that. Taake aap wala madda zillakum ki ruhaniyat se majlis ma'amur wa mas'ood ho. So that Hazrat, by your ruhaniyat, our gathering, our majlis becomes living with it and it becomes honored by it. Masha Allah, aapke husne zan se dil khush hua. Hazrat say, Masha Allah, and this is, look at Hazrat's humility again. That it is you thinking good about me. He's not saying that I am so good, it's your good thoughts about me. Allah Ta'ala, aapke husne zan ke mutabik, معاملہ فرمائے. آمین. May Allah Ta'ala deal with you according to the good thoughts that you have of me. And this is Allah's system, how a person, he thinks like that. In fact, with Allah, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. What we think of Allah, Allah deals with us like that. That Allah will forgive me, Allah will forgive that person. Allah will open my way, Allah opens the way. And a person, that's why, mustn't go so much in despondency that I am terrible. Allah will never forgive me, أعوذ بالله. That must never come on our tongue. I am bad, I did the worst thing. But Allah, no matter what gunas they can be, what are they in front of Allah? Nothing whatsoever. Like we mentioned, that a person who goes to the beach, for example, with the children, they're having a picnic, and eating, and they drop papers there, they're riding with their bicycles, that beach is like dirt. One wave comes and it looks like no human was here before. How did beach comes again? Allah's one little wave of mercy and rahmat, how Allah will clean up a person. May Allah Ta'ala bless us in that way. حضرت والا مد ذلکم, میں یہ سوچتا ہوں کہ گناہوں کی وجہ سے اتنا کمینہ ہو چکا ہوں کہ بارگاہ عالی تک رسائی کے لیے اللہ تعالی قبول نہ فرماتے ہو. That condition of his, that حضرت, I think that because of my sins I've become so evil and so bad and low, bad and low, that by the pure presence of Allah Ta'ala, I won't be able to reach there and I won't be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. See, Hazrat answer, gunah se istighfar kare. Make istighfar of your gunahs. Allah has left that door open. Lekin Haq Ta'ala se su'e-zan na kare. But don't think bad with regard to Allah. That Allah won't forgive me. He won't accept me in His presence. Ke ye hamari gunahs ki saza hai. That this is because of my gunahs, this is my conditions, etc. Agar na'uzu billah saza dene lage, if Allah just says to give it lightest punishment, to hamara kya thikana hai? Where we will be nowhere. This is only Allah's fazal that we're still sitting, we're still talking, we are comfortable. It's only Allah. We all know our sins. Some have got more sins, some have got less sins, but all our sins, but it's only Allah's fazal. And we have to just beg for Allah that He must forgive us. Uski rahmat ki ummidwar rahe. A person must always stay in the hope of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Never give up, no matter what it can be. If we look at our own condition, then we say, I don't stand a chance. But my Allah, you are there. And your mercy is so great, see so great. You have forgiven the person who murdered 100 people also. Hey, you are so great. You forgave that woman who was an evil woman just when she gave her dog some water to drink. You have forgiven that evil woman that just the azan time she should tell everyone keep quiet. After that, no answer of azan also. She knew nothing of it. And no, what you call it, namaz also. But just the respect of azan. Allah forgave her. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful on small things. So we must never lose hope. And that is why losing hope is called kufr. If you lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And we must also beg, our condition is also in the hand. Allah is muqallib al-qulub, qulub. He turns the heart as He pleases. So we beg Allah Ta'ala that we always have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is most merciful. Allah Ta'ala is most kind. Allah is that being, that fire worshipper. When his son was eating, when the Muslims were keeping roza, and he gave him one slap, you don't respect these people? On that Allah forgave him. A fire worshipper, Allah gave him kalima and he passed away. So Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. On the small things also, how Allah Ta'ala forgives. Allah forgive us all. And Allah Ta'ala, and the month of Ramadan, we should also make the dua that Allah makes us amongst those people whom Allah has set free from the fire of Jahannam. And we must not be amongst those people who get the bad dua of Jibreel alayhi salam, and for which dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said Ameen, that the month of Ramadan passes on a person and he has not been forgiven. So we should be worried about that also. And Allah is most kind. What opportunities He has given, how many occasions for forgiveness. Inshallah, in His mercy He has forgiven us, inshallah. we were doing some of those poems of Hazrat, which are helpful when a person makes zikr. Not that this is the zikr, but it enhances the zikr, our concentration, quality of our zikr tremendously. A few more, Hazrat, we'll read. Don aalam mein bhi nahi paya, jo maza teri yaad mein aaya. In both the worlds, I haven't found that enjoyment which I found in taking your name, remembering you. That even the dunyas, whatever there is, but those who got a taste of the name of Allah, and what enjoyment they get taking it, and when you are alone and you take it. And so Hazrat says, in both the worlds, we haven't been to that world still, we are still in this world. But even in that world, the name of Allah, what value it has got. And a person who has found Allah in this world, what to say about that person? And the greatest enjoyment in Jannah, more than all the ni'mats of Jannah, is to find Allah Ta'ala. And a person who has found Allah in this world, he has got the greatest desire. When Allah will declare that I am pleased with you, and you are pleased with me, I am pleased with you, that Allah gave to the Sahaba in this world already. That radiyallahu anhum, that Allah is pleased with them. And that is the greatest ni'mat of Jannah which Allah gave the Sahaba in this world already. آہ نالو سے مٹ گئے ظلمات ان کی یادوں سے مل گئے نفحات. By crying, sobbing in front of Allah Ta'ala, all darkness went away. Allah removed it. And by remembering Allah Ta'ala, we got those breaths which are so acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. There are certain nafahat for a person where Allah, what you say, Allah just does it according to that. So by crying and sobbing to Allah, all the darkness was removed. And we came very close to Allah Ta'ala. Har nafas ab to unse baate hai. Every breath now we are speaking to Allah Ta'ala. Har nafas ab to unse baate hai. Unki aashik ke hai yahi darajat. This is the high position of the lovers of Allah. That all the time they are speaking to Allah Ta'ala. When food comes, Ya Allah, your ni'mat. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. Eating dar, ordinary dar. Today is a swear word for us. But Maulana says, this dar, yeah, what enjoyment. Somebody asked, what you getting enjoyment in dar? He said, Allah sent it. What your beloved sends for you. And what that thing there, no, it may be just a simple thing. What your share gave you something. You see, the world can give me a golden thing like that. What my share gave me, there is what Allah has sent for me. And you realize, my Allah sent it. Oh, what enjoyment you get. So this is that when a person has that contact with Allah, your baby, you see, thousands of babies, your baby means nothing to somebody else. But to you, is very every small thing of that baby, you just go mad over it. And to others, but your baby, who made those little eyes? Who made that small little nose? That small lips? That smile on the baby's face? Who put it there? Everything of the baby, who made it? Allah Ta'ala. So a person, when he thinks of all this, then all the time you are in contact with Allah Ta'ala. میرے ہر بونے منہ سے اللہ نکلے زبان و دل و جان سے اللہ نکلے. From every hair of mine the name of Allah must come out. And from my tongue, heart and my body Allah must come out. Allah, Allah, Allah. And these people who are like that, you see them all the time in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, Oh Allah, when I take your name, so much sweetness comes in me that more than if every hair of my body is honey. Honey coming out more sweeter than that is taking your name. The Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, I've seen some of my buzurgs, when other people are making zikr, water comes in their mouth. Like when we smell biryani, we smell plow, steaks or whatever it might be. Then water comes in the mouth. When they should hear somebody making zikr, the water should come in the mouth. Actually, water should come. How the other people making zikr. Today, unfortunately, we are so allergic to zikr. Somebody else makes zikr, and we get a headache. We get a stomachache. We didn't take that penicillin or that panado which we are allergic to. Somebody else is making, but we getting affected. छा जाएगा जब दिल पर तेरी याद का आलम, कुछ और ही होगा दिल ले बर्बाद का आलम. जब छाएगा जब छा जाएगा जब दिल पे तेरी याद का आलम. When you the remember your the world of your remembrance, when that will overtake my heart. I'm just in your remembrance now. Unfortunately, today in our zikr also there is ghaflat. That had to we had to fix up the other thing. Mm-hmm. When that also there is salt, like we put salt on the qurbani skin, so it doesn't get bad. But if the salt is bad, how is it going to fix up the qurbani skin? So when our zikr, unfortunately, but when we have that concentration of zikr and it comes over the heart, kuch aur hi hoga dil barbaad ka alam. That heart that has been destroyed, it will be changed. And one of the names of Allah Ta'ala is that the person who is in the high degree we have it. Person whose condition is bad, 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 quite bad. Allah Ta'ala in seconds make it high. And how many buzurgs? What was their condition before? And how Allah Ta'ala suddenly made them again so high. Tere gham ke siwa mumkin nahi tha guzarte din meri jaan hazin ke. Without your love, O Allah, it was not possible for me to pass my life. Guzarte din meri jaan hazi ke, how should my days of sorrow pass if it wasn't for your remembrance? To pass my time, the only life support I got is you, O Allah, when I take your name. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, dil hamara hum tumhara chahiye. And I need a life support in my life. What is that? My heart and your love, O Allah. So when we play with this, then a person is very, very, may Allah out of His kindness bless us. We just say words, but Allah Ta'ala, even these words have got value. Which Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali said, one person said that I've got no concentration in my zikr. So Hazrat, what nuskha, what prescription he gave me? He said, make shukr on just that zubani. Just that vocal zikr you're making, make shukr on that, Allah will take you there also. Yes. How many haven't got the tawfiq of even making that? Just to sit down, we'll see it many times. For example, we go in Jamaat also, after Asr it's time to make zikr. We say make zikr, but you see everyone getting up and going. After Fajr, Bayan was finished, 5 minutes left for Ishraq, but now the stomach doesn't want to let you sit. Now you're running toilet. That little while to sit also becomes the. So who get that while, even if it is just vocal zikr, is also a great thing. And making shukr on that, Allah will give that true zikr also in Chanta. This compilation of Hazrat, this kitab is complete. Allah Ta'ala is maqala ko qabool farmaye. Aur hum sab ko is par amal naseeb farmaye. Ameen. وصلى الله على خير خلقه رحمة للعالمين محمد وعاله وأصحابه أجمعين. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on this and we get the closeness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. In this kitab Ma'arif Mathnavi, we start with the next story. Story doesn't mean the storybook. Real event that took place. Qissa Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam. The incident of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam kisi raees ke yahan naukri karte the. Was working for a rich, wealthy person. Not just that we call wealthy, like a king, nawab, a very wealthy person. Allah Ta'ala ki muhabbat aur ma'iyat se unke andar aise paakiza aur aali akhlaq wa aadat maujood the. By the love of Allah and closeness of Allah Ta'ala, he had acquired such great akhlaq and habits. And this is what it is. When we practice him on deen, not just he's a big Sufi, he makes Lord Zikr, or he wears round topi and or something, but a person's life is like that. May Allah bless us with that reality. That it isn't just the words or anything, but your life. So he had that akhlaq and character that he had, mawjood hai. جو انسانیت کی رفعت و شرافت و مقبولیت عند اللہ کی صحیح مصداق تھے. And these are those things that for a human being, highness by Allah, honor by Allah, acceptance by Allah is the real thing, is the thing that we have to work for. اور جن کی تفصیل و تشریح حق تعالی شانہ نے سورہ لقمان میں بیان فرمائی. And this reality, Allah has explained it in سورہ لقمان, what character حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام ہے. حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام کی ان اخلاق عالیہ کا ان کے آقا پر گہرا اثر ہوا. So this qualities of his, he had a great effect on his master, on his boss, that this man has got what great qualities. Normally, we know that workers, how they are, lazy, they don't work, you don't watch them. Swearing is usually very common on their tongue. Stealing is very common, wherever they get a chance. But here it was completely different. So it had a great effect on his boss. Just like Ayaz, he was a slave, but also he had the love of Allah. And that made him a complete different person. And in the eyes of his boss, he was such a great and honorable person. یہاں تک کہ اس رئیس نے ان کو اپنا مقرب و محبوب بنا لیا. So much so that that boss of his made him his very beloved and very close person. اور خود ان کا محب اور باطنن غلام بن گیا. And in fact, he started loving him. Usually you love the boss, boss pays me, when I want off, he gives me off. But yeah, the boss started loving him. And inside, he became the slave of the worker. The boss became the slave of the slave of the slave of the worker. یہ محبت کی کرامت ہے کہ محبت سے بادشاہ اپنے محبوب کا غلام بن جاتا ہے. And this is the miracle of love. That because of this love, the boss became the slave of the worker. And the slave of the slave. پھر اس رئیس کا یہ معمول ہو گیا. Then it became a common practice of this boss of his کہ ہر نعمت کھانے سے پہلے حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام کی خدمت میں پیش کرتا. Whenever food is coming, first حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام. He must eat, then I will eat. Now imagine the boss says the worker has to prepare for the boss. But now he says, you eat. اور جب لقمان علیہ السلام آسودہ ہو کر کھا لیتے تو بچا ہوا یہ رئیس کھاتا. And when لقمان علیہ السلام should eat and should be diet satisfied, then the leftovers the boss should eat. Usually the workers get the leftovers, but here completely opposite. حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام اس رئیس کی محبت و عادت کی رعایت سے کھا لینے کے بعد بقیہ اس کے لیے بھیج دیا کرتے تھے. حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام, he was connected with Allah. What is the boss and he becoming my slave? That also meant nothing to him. So thinking about him after eating, what was left over, he should send it to the boss. ایک دن آقا کی خدمت میں کہیں سے خربوزہ آیا. One day, a kharbuza, melon, came for the king, present. اس وقت حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام موجود نہ تھے. حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام اس وقت present at that time. رئیس نے غلام کو بھیجا کہ حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام کو بلا لاؤ. He sent somebody, go and call him. جب حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام تشریف لائے تو رئیس نے اپنے ہاتھ سے اس خربوزہ کی کاشے بنائی. And when حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام came, then the king, the boss, he cut the slices of all the melon. اور ایک ایک کاش محبت سے کھلاتا جاتا تھا. And one slice he was giving لقمان علیہ السلام to eat. اور دل ہی دل میں مسرور ہو رہا تھا. And the king was getting very happy in his heart that how he's eating and how he's enjoying it. اس محبت کا ان پر کیا اثر ہو رہا ہوگا. And the king, how he's smiling and feeding him. He's feeding his slave, his worker. But like he's feeding his king, he was getting so happy. But in actual fact, we know that, as we will read in front, that when he says up to 70 slices he gave him to eat. And the last one was left, he says, the king said, the boss, I'll have this one. And he couldn't even put it to his mouth. So bitter, that he just put it onto his tongue, and from the tip of his tongue, right till the back, all sores came on his tongue. And he asked Luqman alayhi salam, you ate this all and you are enjoying it like this? He says, from the hand that I got so sweet things always, once in a while if I get something bitter, why should I complain? And the lesson then finally is that Allah is giving us so many ni'mat. Sometimes he makes us sick. Sometimes you have a little problem. Yeah, why you get cross? Who has given you so many ni'mat? Now one time little bit just to test you also. Which comes in the dua also, that when Allah gave us his ni'mat, our shukr was very little. When he tested us, we failed in the test also. And in front, وَيَا مَنْ رَعَانِي عَلَى الْخَطَايَا. And you who saw me committing sin, in front of you, فَلَمْ يَفْضَحْنِي. But you didn't disgrace me while I was committing sin. Otherwise Allah. Then at that moment, Allah Ta'ala is so merciful. Allah, everything is in His control. But Allah is so merciful. So when Allah tests us one time, and also it is said that when a person complains about some condition of his, Allah Ta'ala says, that condition is from Allah Ta'ala. And now the person is complaining about it. Allah says, now you are complaining about me who can do everything to somebody who can do nothing for you. Whoever you complain to. One buzur got ill. They say that you ill. He said, yeah, my doctor made me ill. So if my doctor made me ill, he knows what he's doing. So I'm quite satisfied with what he has done. How many buzurgs didn't take any treatment? They say, Allah knows, and He made me ill. Ibrahim alayhi salam, going to throw him in the fire, catapult him in the fire. He said, Allah knows my condition. I don't need anyone's help. Allah will see to me. Allah bless us with that. Allah grant us that. Some are out of that before we leave this world. And we have that reality and be in contact with Allah Ta'ala. Allah bless us.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل ميرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم یا رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس دادم آخر ود زبا اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشاں تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں اللہ 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 لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت والذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار وتوفنا مع الأبرار وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهد لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم فزنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من وبطن. اللهم نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وترك المنكرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتون. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين خير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان وحل المشكلات بجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وبيت المقدس وسائر المساجد في جميع العالم والمراكز الدينية. وربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع الرحيم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.